You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Guy Flaming.
I'm not the first guy who fell in love with a girl he met in a restaurant who then turned out to be the daughter of a kidnapped scientist, only to lose her to a childhood lover who she'd last seen on a deserted island and who turned out 15 years later to be the leader of the French underground.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show, everybody. Time for us to speak with one of our friends from HockeyProspect.com. And for this week's edition of The Pipecast, we're heading across the pond, and Tony Rajamäki is going to join us on the Pipeline Show. Let's start with a guy I think everybody should know for the draft this year because he's very highly ranked for the NHL draft. That's defenseman Miro Heiskanen.
Miro Heiskanen is definitely one of my favorite players about since in this draft. You know, he has played for the whole season in the Finnish Elite League, which is quite impressive when you think about his team where he plays. It's like a Toronto Maple Leafs in the NHL. You know, there's a lot of media hype and pressure around these players. So it's quite impressive. And, you know, as a player, he's absolutely amazing. You know, I like his offensive game a lot. You know, he's a great player in the power play. But he's also pretty versatile defender. Like he can do a great job in the D zone also. You know, the way he uses his stick and his positioning, you know, without puck, it's absolutely, you know, great. And, you know, usually he looks like more about 35-year-old defender than 17-year-old high school kid. So it's really, really fun player to watch, yeah.
A natural comparison, somebody like Sami Vatanen would come to mind. Is that, you know, is that fair?
Well, yeah, they both are, you know, quite small and good players, you know, when you think about the offensive game. But I think, you know, he's going to be way better when you think about the defensive zone game. I think what I have some problems in the D zone, but he's going to will be like a great player in all three zones. So I would say pretty similar, but then Heiskanen is way more versatile kid, yeah.
Oh, okay, excellent. We're speaking with Tony Rajamäki from HockeyProspect.com. Let's go to Erho Vakanainen, who is about the same size, maybe a little bit bigger and stronger, but you would consider him to be more defensive orientated than Heiskanen?
Yeah. I would say that he's better in the D zone for sure. And, you know, I think he's also, you know, versatile kid, but his offensive upside isn't that high, you know, when you compare to Heiskanen. I think that is one of the big why Vakanainen probably won't be first round pick. You know, he could be, but if not, that is the reason the offensive game. But it's really interesting to see if he's going to be drafted in the first round.
Okay. Evan Salo, another player who's about the same size as Vakanainen. How would you describe Robin Salo for us?
Well, he's great player, you know, when you look at his defensive game. I think he's positioning really, really well, and he got a good vision, and he's good without puck. And, well, this season wasn't that easy for him since he wasn't in the World Juniors. And his team was quite bad in the Finnish Elite League. Like, they played really awful hockey. So it wasn't, you know, easy place to for a young kid. But all in all, I think he did a great job. I wouldn't compare him to Heiskanen, but, you know, I think there's a lot of similarities. Yeah, I can do it again. I wouldn't compare him to Heiskanen, but, you know, I think he's kind of a same kind of player than Vakanainen is. You know, pretty good in all three zones, but, you know, again, his offensive upside isn't that high as Heiskanen's is.
Okay. Now tell us about Jesse Koskenkorva, and this is the only forward that we're going to talk about today. What you've seen from him and what kind of a player is he?
Well, he's quite interesting kid. Like, people really don't know much about him. But I'm really hyped about him since he's a like classic centerman who reads the game well, and he got a, you know, great playmaking ability. I like his vision. I like his puck skills, and he's also a pretty good skater. you know, when you look at the speed and the technique. So I think he will be a big surpriser in this draft when you look at the Finnish players. Like some NHL team might think that they will draft him in the second round, and some of them might think they will draft him in the sixth round. But you know, all in all, I think he's a pretty good and underrated player.
Underrated player and more of a two-way center than necessarily a defensive guy or a scorer. He can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. He can you know, play power play and in short-handed. And you know, like you said, he can do a little bit everything.
Okay, and the last player that we want to talk about today is another big defenseman, bigger than the other three that we spoke about. This is Otto Latvala, who is listed at 6'5" and 189 pounds, so very tall, but still lots of room for him to fill out and mature physically. What kind of a defenseman is he?
Well, yeah, he's pretty tall kid, and you know. But you know, one thing what I like about him is that even though he's tall, I think he's pretty good skater, you know, about technique and speed, and he's also pretty smart. You know, he's you know, gives a easy first pass and reads the game well. But the one thing also what I like, he's still quite skinny, so there's a lot of room to, you know, add some muscle. So I think when he is going to be, you know, more of a big guy and more nasty on ice, he will be a beast definitely. And you know, he's the kind of player that no one really knows about, like Jesse Koskenkorva also. But you know, after the draft, people will know him for sure.
A big guy like that, sometimes the criticism of a player that big is that he's not very fast. How about for Latvala, how is his skating?
Well, he's not that fast, but like I said, you know, he's a pretty good skater when you look at the technique. So I see lots of potential there. He could, okay. Someday he could be a pretty fast kid.
Okay. Now, just overall, as we're speaking with Tony Rajamäki from HockeyProspect.com, the group of Finnish players eligible for the draft this year, compare it to the last few years. Is it an average group? Are they better than normal? Or is it a weaker draft class from Finland this year? I mean, obviously you look at last year and Patrick Laine and Jesse Puljujärvi. Those are pretty good players. But there's a lot of Finns available again this year.
It's above average for sure. You know, there's when you think about last year, when there was Puljujärvi, Laine and Juolevi, who went, you know, in the top 10, we won't never see that kind of again, I think so. But now you watch the first three rounds, there might be even 10 Finnish players who get drafted, you know, in the first three rounds. So it looks pretty good at the moment, but there really isn't any kind of like Patrick Laine or Jesse Puljujärvi, but right. Overall, great.
One player I didn't ask you about before that I'd like to is the goaltender, Juko-Pekka Luukkonen.
He's quite interesting, and I think he's one of the best goalies in this draft, if not the best. He's quite big and mobile, and I think he reads the game pretty well and uses feet, you know, pretty cool. So I see all the tools there, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he would play in the NHL someday.
With the very disappointing the World Junior Championship, the U-20s, what was the reaction back home in Finland as, you know, 1 year defending champions, winning it in overtime in next year in the qualifying game? Big difference, I imagine. You know, if that happened here in Canada, there would be a huge uproar. What was it like in Finland?
Well, yeah, that was quite horrible for everyone, but you know, well, obviously the media was like really really mad about it, and people were mad about it because usually we have done pretty good, you know, like 2016, and but this was really horrible, and yeah, that's all I can say.
Well, and I mean, firing the coaching staff before the tournament is. Well, we'll see what happens at the World U18s and if things turn around for Finland. Tony, really appreciate your time today, Tony. Thanks for doing this again. I look forward to getting a chance to talk to you again down the road.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Another round of players that we need to know for the 2017 draft. This time a bunch of Europeans and specifically guys from Finland. A great breakdown from Tony Rajamäki of HockeyProspect.com. Make sure you visit HockeyProspect.com for all the information you need to get you set for the draft, including the Black Book when it comes out at the start of June, maybe the end of May, if I can convince Mark to put it out a little bit earlier. I don't think so. It'll come out in June. But it has become the staple of the industry for the independent scouting community. Always it's a massive volume of work with breakdowns and scouting reports from across the year. Because you know the guys, the scouting staff at HockeyProspect.com across North America and across Europe as well, they're in the rinks. They're actually attending. They're not just watching games on WHL Live and things like that, which is what separates me from being a scout. I mean, I get asked all the time because people think, because of the Pipeline Show, that I'm a scout. I'm not a scout. I'm a radio guy or a podcaster now. I have an opinion. I'm part of the broadcast crew for the Edmonton Oil Kings, so I see a lot of the players, but I don't see all the players, so it's tough for me to, I talk to the scouts, and I form my opinion that way. I do not consider myself to be a scout. I don't think you can scout by video alone. I think you can to a certain degree, but you got to get into the ranks. And that's what I like about HockeyProspect.com, because I know that they are in the ranks. I've been in the ranks when they're in the ranks. All right, that's my soapbox for HockeyProspect.com. That's going to do it for this edition of the Pipecast. Thanks to you again, the listener, the loyal listener, for always coming back and downloading the show and corresponding with me and keeping me going as well. And again, I apologize that this one's late. It was supposed to come out on Thursday or Friday. It's now Saturday. So I apologize for that. If and when I get the technical issues sorted out, we'll have lots of, obviously, NCAA Frozen Four talk, CHL playoffs well underway. Some teams have already been eliminated, and we'll get an update on that across all three, the WHL, the OHL, and the Q. USHL playoff picture coming into focus. We got the World U18s coming up, so lots to talk about if I can get this all these problems sorted out. So looking to have that all accomplished here in the next day or two, and hopefully we can get back on track. Again, March has not been a good month for me, so I apologize for all the delays, but I am endeavoring to put that all in the rearview mirror. Until the next time, everybody, my name is Keith Flaming. Thank you once again. We will talk to you, fingers crossed, very soon.